Stock markets around the world are seeing buyouts of promising companies as pools of private capital go around looking for growth and opportunity, buying up firms that they see as undervalued in the present with growth potential. That's what venture capital is all about. There's a big venture capital summit happening in South Africa at the moment, actually the 20th edition of the Africa Venture Capital Association and the VC Summit. Catherine Cax, the Managing Director of Investments at the Soros Economic Development Fund. George Soros, of course, Catherine, famous for betting against the Bank of England and winning and making a fortune trading the pound. What does the development fund do with some of the money that he earned, has earned over the many years that he has been in business?
Thank you very much, Bruce. I'm very pleased to be here. So basically, the SEDF, the Soros Economic Development Fund, is positioned as the impact investment arm of the Open Society Foundations. And just for the ones that are listening, the Open Society Foundations is George Soros philanthropy that is grant giving in the amount of $1.2 to $1.6 billion annually. SEDF has existed since 1997, and we come in with a very high risk appetite. So the way that we do, we look at really what is the potential for impact of the investment that we decide to pursue. We look at it from a direct investment perspective. We look at it from a systemic investment perspective. So really trying to seed or contribute to systems change. I'm happy to elaborate a bit more in terms of the portfolio under management and some of the examples of the investments that we've made
absolutely.
On the continent.
I'm curious. You talk about your appetite for risk. You talk about how you're willing to take more risk than many investors are, and you've got a fundamentally different view of investing. So take me through, I mean, in South Africa, what would we know in which you are invested?
So unfortunately, you know, we've invested for the past 20 years on the continent, but very few investments in South Africa. But there's one that I want to highlight that is a legacy investment, so no longer active from our side. But it was back in 2006, where basically the National Urban Reconstruction and Housing Agency was a non-for-profit that was incorporated, I believe, as the first public-private partnership post-apartheid. And it was established to really finance low-income and affordable housing projects in South Africa. SEDF invested $10 million at a zero interest rate, so a very concessionary capital coming in. And it resulted in the creation of 280,000 affordable homes that really more than 1 million people. So that's one of the South African examples. If we look at where we're actively investing, and that could potentially also cover South Africa, we have a climate action strategy that really looks at the intersection between climate inclusion, democracy. The Open Society Foundations is all about really supporting a vibrant and inclusive democracy. So an example of an investment we recently have committed an amount to is a fund that looks at energy access, so basically funding distributed off-grid solar in 16 of the most vulnerable nations on the continent. And again, here we're really driven by impact. It's a very high-risk investment mandate, but if successful, that could give access to energy to plus 70 million people, of which more than 50 million would be first-time users.
When it comes to South Africa, you talk about legacy investments and you invested in other parts of Africa. Is there a particular reason why you are not leaping at the considerable numbers of business opportunities in South Africa, the huge needs in South Africa, in an environment which, yes, is challenged in terms of governance and in terms of reporting and in terms of very many other issues? But I'm curious as to why more money is not coming to South Africa at this point.
So it's not that it's not a need. It's just as an institution, SEDF has existed for 25 years, and we've really had changing, you can say, investment strategies. So there's no particular reason why there's not been a higher focus on South Africa. We have another investment I want to highlight that is recent, you know, that there's gender focus that is also very important called Elithia Capital. Elithia invests in with a gender lens, so in industry companies that basically promote the gender angle by employing women, in the governance structures and by catering to the women's segment. So it's there's nothing like, there's a lot of potential, and I foresee really in future they will have more investments that will focus also on South Africa.
We hope so. Catherine Cax, thank you. Managing Director of Investments for the Soros Economic Development Fund at the Venture Capital Association in South Africa, looking at opportunities of which we know there are plenty, for which we know there is a deep hunger for capital. Certainly, everyone's looking for it. Very few organizations are in a position, however, to give the level of confidence and the track record and the necessary backup to funders. And so, yeah, something that is very much on our agenda as we talk about how you can get more money for your investments and for your big ideas.